Well, when you go to these festivals, and I'm sure you get into this too, and you get caught up in it, but you actually know the names of the bands. There are these young punks who will show up there, and they want to pretend like, oh, they're one of the cool guys. Oh, I know all these obscure bands. Well, Jimmy Kimmel pranked him this week at Coachella. And he sent a reporter out there to ask him about all these different bands, and they just made up names. And they're, oh, I love them. Oh, yeah, they're great. Oh, how would you describe their style? Oh, they're kind of, you know, it's like they're not even real bands. Well, a guy got the idea to do the exact same thing because all these people come in from all over the country to watch and see who their favorite team picks at the NFL draft. So he went out to try to prank them on different names of players that don't actually exist.
That's funny.
Who may or may not be drafted in the 2013 draft. They may not because they aren't real.
Yeah, Calvin Johnson's brother, Kervin Johnson. What do you think of him?
I think he's going to be great.
Yeah?
You should do it.
Yeah. So we'll take him. We'll take him. We'll take anything at receiver other than what we got. Another defensive tackle prospect. He's a small school guy, but I know you heard of him, Buster Hyman. What do you think of him?
I like him. I think he can actually add a lot to the pass rush. Definitely got a lot of pop. Can do it.
What do you think about Buster Hyman? I'm sure you love what you've seen on tape.
I think he's awesome. I think he's going to be good. He's a beast. So another good pick right there.
Offensive line prospect, Buster Hyman. I'm sure you love what you see.
I wasn't a big fan of his, but he's pretty good. He's pretty good for the most part.
How about a linebacker, the Birdman, Mike Hawk?
You know, I'll be honest with you, I don't really know much about Mike Hawk, you know, but I've heard what I've heard about him. It would seem like it would be a good pick.
Mike Hawk, yeah, he's a phenomenal player, man, you know, so he's a good addition, you know, good addition for sure.
You'd be open to the Bucks drafting him?
Yeah, I would. I would if he falls there, of course, yeah. You know, but again, it's dependent on how our board looks and whatnot, you know.
You want a safety, how about the ball hawk, Mike Hawk?
Oh, I'd love it, man. Absolutely love it. Anyone is better than Madu Williams.
Neil Amplo is looking like a really good running back prospect.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And I'm sure he's in the war room somewhere. There, that name's coming up in a later round.
What do you think about the defensive tackle, Buster Hyman? You like what you see on film?
Yeah, there's a lot of promise there. A lot of promise there. He's good between the sheets, I've heard.
And what about Neil Amplo? Good middle linebacker?
Yeah, also very promising. Future Hall of Famer, guaranteed.
First guy we've interviewed all day that caught on right away.
That's good. How many have you interviewed?
I don't know, 50?
All right, wow, that's good.
Took 50 guys for somebody to actually catch on what this dude was doing.
Kimmel could have done that with the Detroit Lions, and they would have drafted one of these guys.
You are so bitter, and it's awesome.
I'm not kidding, man. They're dead to me.
Oh,
dead.
Don't say that.
They're dead to me.
Don't say that.
That's why I like college football so much. The Lions have just crushed my soul.
Let me give you a little bit of a pat on the back and a little bit of something positive to look forward to about Detroit sports. There was a list that came out of the 10 most expensive Major League Baseball tickets. The Detroit Lions are not on the list. Aren't you happy about that? At least it's an affordable day out.
You get what you pay for.
No, you don't, because the Cubs are third. So here's your top 10 list. Boston Red Sox at $53 for the average ticket. Yankees are second at $51.55.
Mm-hmm.
Cubs are third. I mean, really?
I wouldn't have guessed that.
I know. But you know what? People go. They enjoy it. It's quite the ballpark.
It's an experience.
No, it's good because you can watch your team lose. Generally speaking, by one run, they've lost more one-run games this year than anybody, I think, has. They actually won a one-run game yesterday. And you also might get a chunk of concrete falling on your head, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, they're going to have to make some improvements to the old ballpark.
Phillies 4, Nationals 5, Cardinals 6, the Twins at 7. The Giants, your defending champions, at just $30 a ticket. So nearly half the cost of a Red Sox ticket.
So who's number one?
The Red Sox are the most expensive.
Oh, the Red Sox were first.
Yankees were second. Ah. Houston Astros third. And the Miami Marlins have the audacity to be the 10th most expensive ticket in Major League Baseball. No wonder nobody's going to these stinking games.
I wouldn't go watch a Marlins game if they put me in the lineup and let me play a couple innings.
If they played a Marlins game in your backyard, wouldn't you go to your front yard?
Yes, I would. So would my birds.
We haven't talked about the NBA. Three teams won last night. Three teams lost. Same thing's going to happen tonight.
They might as well just give the trophy to the Miami Heat right now. No one's going to beat these guys.
You think the Marlins fans are sitting around lamenting the fact that they have a terrible baseball team, but thank God for the Marlins, or thank God for the Heat?
Yes, they're doing that.
Kind of like you are with the Lions?
Yes.
At least you got the Tigers?
Yeah.
I heard Justin Verlander got hurt.
He also lost yesterday. Well, he didn't lose, but we lost.
Hey, how about Torrey Hunter? He's 50 years old and he's leading the league in hitting.
Hunter's playing great. I wish all the rest of them would start hitting a little bit.
There was a suggestion that maybe there was something going on. He said, don't worry about me, I'm organic.
He is organic.
I love that about him.
He does a lot of exercises. Yeah. Stays in good shape.
There's a lot of my friends in Pine Bluff who are into organic things. It's not a shot at Pine Bluff. I'm just speaking the facts.
He meant organic cotton.
Yes. Well, every time he comes back, he makes sure to hit some of the great places down there. Aisha's Catfish.
Ooh.
And there's a buffet that Willie Rofe talks about going to, and I can't remember the name of it, but I'm thinking Willie Rofe buffet.
They helped Willie Rofe get to the league.
Yeah, like hand in
glove.
Gave
him some bulk. Exactly.